Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking to James?
Yep, this is James.
Hello, James. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you some questions. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I just know that I'm calling you on your cell phone, so I will make this as quick as possible, and I really appreciate your time. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
30.
30? Okay. Thank you. We have the same age. All right. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say that is very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What are the options for that one again?
Is very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Oh, so there's no, like, middle one for that one.
It's just satisfied or dissatisfied. Remember that there is no right or wrong question. It's just based on your perception.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's tough, because it's, like, some things I would say I'm satisfied, and other things I'll say. Some things I'll say I'm very satisfied, other things I'll say I'm very dissatisfied.
I understand.
So I would think I would lean...
But in general, would you lean more to...
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think I'd say I'd lean more towards dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the Biden administration and their policies. Who or what do you blame the most?
And this is for inflation and what else now?
And rising costs.
Probably COVID.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. Use 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. So how important do you think it is for your member of Congress to focus on fighting back against racism and discrimination?
9, 10.
10, okay. Making housing more affordable?
Eight.
creating more jobs and rising wages or wage?
Six.
Ensuring our borders and secure?
Five.
Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling?
Eight.
Reducing crime?
Seven.
I appreciate it. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Just a yes or no?
Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you.
Yep.
You said somewhat approve.
Yep.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Barack Obama?
92.
Donald Trump?
0.
Planned Parenthood?
78.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Actually, can we switch and go back to Planned Parenthood? Let's put it at 84.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And what about Hakeem Jeffries?
80.
Joe Biden?
72.
The Republican Party?
12.
The NAACP?
75.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh man, that's a tough one too. 25.
Thank you so much. Alrighty. James, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Is this who I would prefer or who I would vote for?
For who would you vote?
Probably Biden.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say getting worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit. Now I'd like to read you 2 statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. Statement A. We need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our communities safer. Or, statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our community safer. To which of these statements do you agree the most? Statement A or statement B?
B.
Okay, much more with the statement B or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Thank you. And has what you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Can you reread the statement again?
Yes, of course. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities.
Very important.
Then Chuck Holtz and knock warrants for federal officers. Sorry.
Wait, say that one again?
Yes, ban chokeholds and knock warrants for federal officers.
Oh, very.
Thank you. A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever.
Very.
Invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care center open.
Very.
Cap the price of insulin at $35 per month. Okay. Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 isn't convincing at all reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. So the first reason I have is, you may not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economy opportunities for everyone, but also he be our check on MAGA or MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. Would that be very convincing? Somewhat convincing or not at all convincing?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Thank you. Democrats.
Six, actually. Sorry.
Oh, six? Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to Africa from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. What's going
on? Nine.
Nine, thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? We talk about the accomplishments for Biden and his administration in the last 2 years. We also spoke a little bit about the voting rights.
Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff I've, like, already had context for and already knew, so none of it really, like, changed my mind much, or, like, changed my mind, honestly, at all. But I guess I would say, like, the biggest thing is working against big business and working against, working for justice reform.
Okay. Against big business. Just making some notes as we speak. 1 second. In the meantime, how's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good. How's yours?
Oh, it's been quite a day, but I'm happy just trying to get through it. Thank you so much. Alrighty.
Yeah,
so,
I can imagine the a lot of work.
It is, but I really like it. I get to hear different opinions of that. It's very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I'm going to read you a list of sites or applications. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Facebook.
No.
TikTok.
No.
Snapchat?
No.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, Instagram?
Yep.
Twitter?
No.
Apple News?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Bachelor's, 4-year degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Very liberal.
And thinking about the neighborhood, you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all, of your neighborhood or of your neighbors are white?
What were the options again?
Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all.
Probably more than half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Alrighty. James, these were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out. And I really hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
Cool. Thank you. What's the name of this organization again?
Yes, we are an independent survey company.
But who is the survey on behalf of?
We are not told, so we don't influence on your opinions. But what I can tell you is that all of your answers are kept confidential.
Okay. And what's the name of the company, though? So I know you're independent, but what's the name of the company?
That's what we have. It's a national independent company.
Like, that's the name of
your employer? That's what we go for. Yes, we're an independent research company, basically.
And you said it's called National... What now? National Independent Company?
Yes. The survey that we were performing today, this is for a national, it was a national opinion survey. However, the company that I work for, where we're calling you from, is an independent research company.
But you're not allowed to give the name of the research company?
That's how we go by.
Independent research company?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that like, am I able to look that up?
Yes, you could. You can definitely look it up. We are located in Miami.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you, James. I hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.